to the next couple of topics. So they're probably not going to finish
and all, but no, Chaf Chesam and Aleph. Let's try for, you know, I'll give you Mar Makomos more specifically, Mar, but I'd already start going through the Shaka Vitaria on Chaf Tes Amud Aleph. You know, the question of Ritzufos and Mekutaos, Movri Ba'agi, the different, you know, views on the Rishonim. Start with Gemara Rashi, Tosas Rambam. And I'll give you the other things to add, Ravon, Ribigash, a few other things. And then the question of, you know, the neighbors, the Shivavi. So try to, you know, let's try to go through Chav Tes, you know, through, either way, I'm going to speak about what I call the virtual shtar approach, meaning Chazaka B'Makom Shtar. So that's already in the Mar Makomos themselves, right? Lamed Amud Aleph, the Rashbam, the Ritva in the beginning of the Perek, the question of Shavuos Heses. So this is going to overlap a little bit, but let's see what we can do in terms of, you know, getting through that next stop, at least, if we can, from Chav Tes, in other words, through Lamed Amud Aleph. So just try to be as familiar as you can with the Shaka Vitaria, the Gemara Rashi Tosis, the Rambam, and I'll fill in, I have to figure out exactly how many days we have. We have, I know, this week, Avrami, and next week. Is that it? And then next Thursday is our last day? And then you need a week for the Bechina.
Yeah, if Rebbe wants to, next Thursday is Yom HaTzmaut.
What's that?
Next Thursday is Yom HaTzmaut.
Oh, yeah, next Thursday is Yom HaTzmaut. Ah, okay, so let me, yeah, right. I think I said, when you told me that the first time, I said, yeah, let me think about that. So I'll still think about that. Okay, and we're still trying to figure out the, maybe we'll meet afterwards briefly, whether or not we can get a Shabbos in. You know, as well. Okay, so the last thing that we today's a short day. Today's technically a Thursday schedule, so we'll try to honor that. The last thing that we were discussing, as I recall, was the possibility that this could be a takana based on the Rashi in Ksuvis and the Lashonos of quite a few Rishonim, the Rush, the Mukhe Yosef, the Ramban, a couple of places, the Ritva. I was trying to suggest that there might be a difference between, you know, seeing the whole Cheskeske Moshanim as a takana, which is what the Ksos, you know, thinks in a very pointed way. That's a very, you know, according to the Ksos, this whole thing is a takana, all of Dindrabanan, basically Marakama, you know, is Cheskes Marakama is king, you know, on a Daraisa level. And the only reason that there is anything like Cheskes Kibbushanim is because of, you know, the independent reality of Mizdahir, of Shalosh Shanim Lo Mizdahir in Ish Bishtar. That's the starting point for the Ksos. And everything else, you know, it's all a Dindrabanan that follows from that. Because people typically don't preserve their shtaros for longer than that, that makes them vulnerable to, you know, I guess, false claims, you know, challenging their authentic ownership, and therefore the need to protect vulnerable purchasers, one could say, is at root of this chazaka. Of course, that needs to be balanced out. And in this, the Ksos, you know, not only is logically compelling, but we could say that, you know, any time that we do have, almost any time, that we do have, you know, explicit takanos, we always find this balancing, you know, out. You know, lotin odeles bifnei lovin, you know, type of, you know, considerations like in the Malveh Lova, creditor-debtor, you know, balance. So you know, you always have to be concerned when you're, you know, protecting one class, you know, in terms of you know, the vulnerability or exposure to potential abuses. You also don't want to be the source. You particularly don't want to be the source, right, of you know, exposing greater vulnerability, you know, to the other parties, And obviously, you know, for two reasons. Number one, those other parties on the Daraisa level really have skut elyona. So the idea that, you know, let me say it the other way. First, because you want to do no harm when you're trying to do a takana, and you should, from a policy, you know, metahalachic policy perspective, you really want to bend over backwards if you're tampering with any system and you're adjusting it. The whole point is the adjustment. So you always, you know, want to be extremely cautious that you don't, do more harm than good. That's number one. Number two, because often, depending on what the takana is, but in a takana like this one, from a policy, point of view, what you're doing is you're overriding, you know, the Daraisa default, greater rights of one group, because you're trying to protect, the party that has, a lesser, objectively a lesser claim. So in addition to, if you can't fix it, better to do no harm, there's also the more specific point that, this particular fix, is something in this particular case, not always true, that actually, upsets the Daraisa balance, and therefore you want to, be particularly careful, cautious, scrupulous, in making sure, that you don't go too far. So the idea that, that's kind of what the Ksos, he didn't say that, he didn't clap on the bima and give you the considerations, but the way he understands Kaskas Gimel Shanim, the fact that, it's constructed in his view this way, that it starts off, with a certain psychological or rogue psychological truth, about people's habits in terms of holding on to evidence and so on, but then the balancing considerations end up being also the other side in terms of the ability ihu afsid anafshe, like he has to be able to the Marikamo, who's really the the stronger rights here, he kind of has to drop the ball, because otherwise it's really not fair. Certainly it can't be a situation where he can't defend himself. Anyways, that's the Ksos. But the Ksos, as we discussed, has a very specific view on Isdor and Ishbishtari. It's not, a separate factor, but it's the factor. It's a reality, that is independent and that is causative in all of this. And then everything flows, therefrom. And that's how the Ksos sees it, and that's how he reads. That affects the way that he reads the Rambam, and especially zeroes in on the language of, ihu apsin anapshe, or ibein skuso. We'll get back to it in a minute. Therefore, whenever he sees the word takana, his inclination is, it's hard to know which came first, in these things. But whatever it is, this perspective makes the word takana for him, very meaningful, and very likely to be conveying exactly this, perspective. And then you have this balance, and that's how he therefore also reads Tosas and the Rambam, and so on. There was a question before I... Okay, good. Did somebody want to say something? Okay, good. So, on the other hand, what I was suggesting was that even though we do find the language of takana, it's very possible, that takana refers either to the amount of time, depending on what, let's say, the Daraisa basis of this din is, whether it's, again, riot studies, or, some sort of tfisa that is akin, to metalkalin. But then, of course, there are other factors at work. So whether it's, if it's the riot studies and shtikas, hamarakama, so how do you assess that, practically? Like, how do you translate that, into a year number? Or in the other direction, if it's, the delay of what would have been an immediate or some other side issue that is neutralized by virtue of justifying the absence of a shtar, meaning responding to achti shtare. Like, so again, who made up the number 3 years? Like, where did that come from? And as we say, whether it's shtika, which is based on, a certain level of tolerance, or whether it's based on, yizdar rinish b'shtari, which has to do with, obviously, the proclivity, to be, either more risk-averse or less risk-averse, more conservative and cautious, when it comes to fearing. Some people are paranoid. They think, they have to hold on to every document, because, at any point, somebody could challenge, their rights. And other people are, are reckless. And in between that, there's like a natural range, and there's also, these outside ranges. So how do you come up, with a very specific formula other than saying like bar, Eliashiv or whatever, or the equivalent of Banta Drabyana, where, you're trying to read people's minds, that could certainly be a Din Drabana. And I think, again, the Rambam, definitely emphasizes Mishdar Rinish Mishdari, and Gimel Shanim in his Pirush Mishnayos. Get the Mishnah Torah in just a minute. And as I said, the Rush, the Ramban, the Ritva, never mind Mukhi Yosef, never mind Rashi in Ksuvas, which may even be more than that, they definitely use these words. So that the words can refer to some of the factors, and especially the technical details of those factors, without affecting the broader, Din D'oraisa, is very reasonable, but that's not how the Ksos sees it. And once the Ksos sees it in his way, that affects also how he analyzes, several other questions, Eved Katan and Son of the Peiri, other interrelationships with Metaltalin, a whole bunch of other things, some of which, or many of which, he himself points to. He refers you back to his piece, in Siman Kuf Mem, and he himself connects the dots to a bunch of the pieces. But in particular, I thought we would just begin by, suggesting an alternative for the Rambam, which I already did, but just to read it inside. So definitely the phrases that the Ksos, underlines in the Rambam, which appear a couple of two or three times, are important, referring to like hefsetz chus. You drop the ball, you're hoisted on your own petard, that kind of thing. And I think the Ksos's Ha'ara is very insightful. Namely, what does that have to do anything, if we're, exclusively in a search for truth? We're just trying to figure out who's telling the truth here. Who is the real, owner, of the property? Because I think that is a very insightful Ha'ara. I just think that there is an alternative, and that is if we assume, and this is what I've been suggesting, that maybe the Rambam's view is a little mechudash in a slightly different way. And again, you could, even after reading the Rambam, I think it's open to question. But this is my instinct of it. And that is that unlike the Hochei Usha, let's say, as understood by the Chachmei Sfarad, meaning the Ramban, Rabbeinu Yonah, etc., what I'm trying to suggest is that for the Rambam, there's no like absolutely exclusive, concept of muchzakos in the competition between the Marakama and the Machzik in Karka. Maybe when it comes to Metaltalin there is. Maybe that's something that differentiates Karka and Metaltalin in a way that a little bit what Rabbeinu Yonah was suggesting as part of the maskana, or one of the maskanos of the Shakamatari of Hochei Usha. And I think that, you have to say that for a number of post-game, and probably it's implicit you know, in the Ritva, according to some things that we've said, namely that a metaltalin, you can't have both of these at the same time. You can't have like an ongoing struggle to see whose muchzakos is greater. There's a certain mutual exclusivity, you know, between tfisa and marakama. When you have one, the other is completely negated, and the physicality of one, you know, the total control part of it, in metalkalin, obviously, you know, is a factor that very well might strengthen, you know, that idea. You could put it in your pocket. You could destroy it. You could hide it. You know, you're not doing any of those things, but all of that, conceivably, doesn't have to be, but I think very compellingly, I'll even say, not just conceivingly, conceivably, underscores, you know, that physical tfisa is something, you know, that is, you know, significant, something really to be reckoned with. You know, you could, I don't mean like a migu, or you could destroy it, therefore we believe you, except, you know, in the bigger sense, you know, of it. But when it comes to karka, you know, this whole battle is taking place in plain sight, in the sense that, you know, it's over a piece of, karka li olam omades, and the fight is about ownership, you know. So you could have said there's no concept of tfisa at all. But if there is going to be a concept of tfisa, you know, the idea is that it's harder to accomplish, or that it's, you know, has different character even when it is accomplished, is very reasonable. So again, I think the Rishonim will tell you that there's no tfisa in karka whatsoever. There's riot studies, you know, and things of that sort. There's the absence of the claim of the marakama, you know, but there's never ever tfisa. And I think for the Rambam, you know, just like for Hokei Yusha, but the difference is that in Hokei Yusha, for the Ramban or Rabbeinu Yona, you know, still, you know, as long as you have one, you don't have the other. You know, maybe you can have an in-between. You know, you can have, you know, Yitzias Marakama, you know, and still a limbo period, you know, where there's no Knisas Hamasik. But the idea that you have, like, you know, both of these things at the same time, and the question is, like, which one is more dominant, more decisive, superior? That's not something. I'm not saying it couldn't have been, but in the Shakavataria of Hokei Yusha, at least what we encountered, and probably because of the language and the Habaminas, I think this interpretively it's probably best this way. But certainly the Ramban, Rabbeinu Yonah, etc. It's like, you know, oh, at best, like, what's the moment of transition? But what I think is really happening in the Rambam is that, you know, this is like an ongoing competition. There is, you know, a predominant marakama when it comes to karka. And even if he's not, he's not physically on the karka, but his, you know, his status as marakama is something that delivers a kind of chazaka to him. Because you don't need physical, you can't have physical, or the physical part of it, you know, is less significant. And therefore he, you know, starts off as the default greater muksak, but living and being, you know, as long as it's not clear that you're a squatter and you're there illegally, presence in the karka with the taina of bailus is already something, maybe not enough, but already something, or a potential something, it depends how you want to look at it, you know, for the machzik as well. So I'd just like to tell you why I think that. I think there are like a few interesting phrases in the Rambam just to keep an eye on. One is the word chazaka, one is the word chazaka. The other is the word yamod lo, which I take in the Rambam to mean mostly not that he's going to win the case, even though he will win the case, but, you know, where his physical presence, machzik bo kedemechazki ba inshi, like expresses itself, and you know, engenders on his behalf, you know, a chazaka, even though, again, he's fighting off an initially stronger Morikam. Okay, so just a couple of, I don't know whether it's a perfect reading of the Rambam, but I believe, to me, it's the most accurate. So firstly, just to start, if we can have somebody, I mean, when it comes to Metaltalin, it's clear that Tachas Yado, you know, creates a Chazaka. Okay, that is, we have this Perek Ches Halach Aleph for a minute. If we could just go through very quickly. Yeah? The Rambam? In Toi, Perek Ches. There? So these phrases, like, you know, you do in law, again, it's not that these phrases are so esoteric or, you know, unusual. But again, when you see them again and again in the Rambam, they reinforce that he has like a certain, you know, he has a code, he has a vocabulary, you know, that he's using, and I think that is important. So the Rambam is telling you when it comes to Metaltalin, I just wanted to get that as background, right? Tfisa, anything which is Tachas Yado, engenders a Chazaka. Right? Chazaka to me means the legal status of being a Muchzak, which allows you to win, not because, you know, we believe you, you know, per se necessarily, but because motzi mechaber olav araya, and therefore the burden of proof is on the other fellow, right? So kol metaltalin becheskas ze shein tachas yado. Afa pishai vi tovei edim shem metaltalin halalu yiduin lo. Okay, and therefore, you know, if there's any taina this and that, you'll be nishba beniftar. Okay, then of course comes the exception, just to get background for a minute, and that's in halacha gimel dvarim po asuyin lahashel haskir gahard ami. These are all things that are eina masuim lahashel haskir, and therefore the presumption is that they're subject to a, you mean, tachas yado, and a tachas yado there will create a chazaka, right? Aval shehin tachas yado, which means physical tfisa, that's his way of talking, right? You might have thought that in order to override, right, physical tfisa, namely tachas yado, physical tfisa, right, you might have thought that you need, you know, edim, even on dvarim, but that's not true. And therefore, the chazaka, which is what we really care about the most, right, the tfisa, metaltalin, usually all things we need equates chazaka, but this kind of tfisa, right, even absent of edim, won't create chazaka. On the contrary, harehein. Okay, so that's background. Then comes Perek Yud Halach Aleph, and the Rambam speaks about, we'll go back to some of these later, Godros. Okay, Behema. Perek Yud Halach Aleph? Yeah. So that's Godros, right? Things that are self, you know, mobile or whatever, mobile things. Oh, again, same kind of language, right? The tfisa of, just like the tfisa of Devarim Hasuim Lahash Lahaskir doesn't create a chazaka, so too the tfisa of Godros, for similar reason, doesn't create a chazaka. Yidua Labailim, which is his way of saying Marakama. Correct? That's the same phrase as in Parakhes Halacha Aleph. Correct? Go ahead. Ketzad. He's a toface physically, right? And he's also trying to turn that, convert that into chazaka. Here, tfisa is not a raya. Not just not a raya that he's telling the truth. Not a raya that he is the muksak. Oh, meaning the other one is the baila. Not that we don't believe him, but the muks, like he says before, ena becheskas zet shetapsa, and therefore it's becheskas the marakama. Meaning there is a marakama, becheskas marakama in metaltalin, if the physical tfisa is insignificant. So even though, again, what I'm just trying to show a little bit is, number one, the Rambam's using certain terminology in a certain way, and that the question of Namoneno Namon isn't, you know, we believe him, like, you know, he's telling the truth. It's more like we believe him because of Motzi Mechemer Olam Araya, because of the Kazak, because of who's the Muksak. We believe the Muksak. That's the din. Who's the Muksak? The answer is, is he the same as Misha Zetachas Yado? The answer is in typical Metalplan, yes. In Godros and Zor Maslim Lahashal Haskir, no. And therefore the Marakama is the Muksak, not the Misha Utachas Yado. Okay? That's the background. Let's go one more. Perek Yud, now comes Ebed Katan. Perek Yud Halacha Dalid. Again, same language. Even though there is tfisa in an eved, which is, you know, an interesting question, because eved hukshu lekarkos, right? And therefore, you could have thought that, you know, it has the formal legal din of karka. But if the reason that karka doesn't have physical tfisa, right, is because it's, you know, li'olam amades, and you can't destroy it, and you can't, you know, hide it, and you can't put it in your pocket, and so on and so forth, right? So then, obviously, with respect to that, you know, it's reasonable that avadim should have tfisa. So, on the other hand, it's yecholim lahalek, so it's godros. So therefore, it's einan becheska ze she'en tachas yado. Well, the same again, that's the Edom Shuyadua means Marakama. Labalov, same language. It goes back to the Bible, meaning the Cheskas Marakama, right, is the only Chazaka that applies in this case. Okay. The Shavatoin Shalemachar, go ahead. Ah, now it becomes interesting. What if there are Gimel Shanim? Right? So Zeh, he's Tafas Ha'eved, meaning he has physical Tvisa, and now he also has Gimel Shanim Ritzufos, okay, which is the main halacha that he'll be discussing in the next parak. But since Avadim, you know, border, you know, both metaltalin, because there is physical tfisa, but also karka, in the sense that you can, you know, maybe, you know, create a different kind of reality, right? So that's why this is an interesting case. Okay, the humishtamesh, meaning it's machzik ba kedem bechazki ba inshi, as applied to Avadim. Now this is already interesting. Okay, so there's a lot there. So first of all, the Hoel Velo Micha is already the factor, and again, I'm not 100% sure, I'm just going to tell you how I read it, but Hoel Velo Micha is the Riot Studis, but is it Midin Riot Studis? And is it Midin Ibeid Zechuso? Or is it Midin, the silence of the Marakama contributes to the Chazaka, right, of the Maksik? That's the question, right? So the way I read it is that whole, and we'll see it in Perek Gedalot in just a second, whole velo michabo, because again, you can't, this is, I mean, the Rambam also reads the Gemara. Right, he also read Rabbi Kamaisa and Rabbi Basraisa and I just think that he was enormously influenced by Holchei Usha in a different way. I mean, I think the Ramban dropped Holchei Usha. The Rambam understood Holchei Usha, or understood that, like Holchei Usha, there's this competition. And this, the Rambam understood that it isn't an all-or-nothing competition either. It's not a zero-sum game. It's a, like, you know, who is the muksak, mibain, this tacharut, this competition. So the Rambam's saying, so of course, the factor of lo micha is part of it. So it's hol v'lo micha bo b'chol elo ashanim, right, hareza neman. But again, not riot studis, he dropped the ball, or not riot studis, therefore we believe the maksik. He's neman because he's neman to be the muksak. And when, and being the muksak, meaning that the other fellow is motzi mechaber olav riot. Okay, so that's what hareza neman, and this, I think, the first time the Rambam uses this phrase, again, this is the key. Umamidim oso biyado. To me, again, I can't prove this, but I think what these, the word mamidim oso biyado means is not that, you know, he wins the case. He wins the case. But a mamidim oso biyado is the way of signifying in the Rambam that he becomes the muksak. Mamidim oso biyado. He's the muksak now. The other fellow, by not being mocha, loses his edge in this competition. And the machzik, mamidim oso biyado, becomes the muksak. Right, achar sheishav hases shalakhu mimenu nosu matana. Then comes Eved Katan. Well, Eved Katan.
Eved Katan sheino yafo v'halecha ragla mimei katan yusof. Areyu kishar metaltalin. Chomi sheiyah bershirusa areyu v'chazkasa.
In every, as long as there's tvisa, there's chazaka. Here, v'motzi mecharel of araya. Here, in order to engender that chazaka, it's not enough that it's bershuso. I mean, he's maksik mokin v'chazki v'inchi. You need the combination of machzik ba and imacha, which is mamid oso birshuso. Let's say the word again, birshuso, in the Rambam here, right, imply, or komishiya birshuso reu bechaskaso, is what I think is happening in the Rambam when the Rambam says mamidim oso biyada. Okay, so having said that, now let's look at karka itself. Go ahead, Avi. Kalakarkos. You do also baleim. Again, that's the way of saying marakama. Okay, so kalakarkos. So you do it to the baleim. There's perikat aleph. Tachas yadacherim means physical, the equivalent of physical tvisa, or, you know, basically. Matzik mokid and mechazki bohinchi. Nonetheless, same phrase. In other words, the formal legal muksakos belongs to the marakama in the beginning, even though he's not physically on the karka. Ketzad?
Ketzad.
Ruben shamish tamish b'chater, kederach
shenha'am isham shimachat shorzer. Kedem chaz gebayin, chi? Right. Darbo maskira lachem, urgona v'soser, v'achar zman v'ashem on v'tan alav, v'amar lo chater zon shetachas gadcha sholihi, v'schura hi b'yadcha oshu'uva. V'ashiva Ruben,
right. Oh, so the word biyamod bimakomo here, this I think strengthens my position. Yamod bimakomo is mamidim oso biyado. Meaning, the marakama has mukzakos as long as it's yaduolo, as long as he has araya about his past association or connection with the karka. But if he doesn't have that, right, even if it's acknowledged by the machzik, right, that's pesha also pesha hit here, right? Because he doesn't have any independent, he's not a marakama. And if he's not a marakama, even though you can't pick up that karka and put it in your pocket, correct? But his claim is that he bought it, right? And he's living there on the karka. So, yamod bimakomo. What do you mean, yamod bimakomo? He'll take his place. How does he take his place? The answer is he has the mukzakas. Instead of being becheskas baleim, Yamod b'mekomo means it's b'cheskas hamachzik. So the phrase earlier, where we said umamidim oso biyado, is he now becomes the muchzak. Okay? Again, I'm not. You could read it. You could argue with me. This is how I'm reading these words. I think it's compelling. But okay. So when there's no raya for the marakama, when the marakama is not a machzik, or it's not muchzak biyad marakama, then it's muchzak biyad hamachzik, right? And that's what the words yamod b'mekolo means. Aval. Then it's not. Then it's not Yamid Bimakomo. It's not Becheskas Ruvain. Instead, it's Becheskas Shimon. Right? The Omrim L'Reuvain, that doesn't prove that it belongs to Shimon. Right? It's Motsu Michavar L'Varaya. Bim Lohevi Raya. Machzikin also l'shimon, meaning Shimon is the muchzak. Right. I think the language of the Rambam here, when he uses muchzakin, machzikin, yamod biyado, all these are the Rambam's way of saying, not, you know, in a broader way, he wins or we believe him. It's he's the muchzak, and therefore we believe him. Midin motzim mechaver levaray. But who's the muchzak is like hanging by a thread. It's, you know, the marakama, you know, starts off initially with the stronger whatever. Even if it's acknowledged that he's the marakama, if he doesn't have independent corroboration, if his corroboration is contingent upon the admission of the machzik, then he's not the machzik. Right? The machzik is the machzik. Right? Otherwise, the machzikin oso the shimon. Apal pi shein ruven nodo the shimon, she hoisa shalo. Even if he denies it, shareish edel the shimon. Meaning, if the machzik establishes the marakama, does zero for the marakamas muchzakos. If he doesn't, but there's independent corroboration, we don't care that it's, you know, whether it's acknowledged by the machzik. But the struggle here is who is the machzik. Who is, and Yamid Biyado is the way, or Yamid Bimakomo is the Rambam's way of saying he becomes the Matzah. Because each one kind of has something in this karka, right, that, you know, that commends them, you know, as a potential Matzah, but that they're not equal, and therefore somebody's going to keep winning until the other person wins. Now, next comes, you know, the details. Meaning, what role is... So far you notice the Rambam, when he formulates this halakha, this the ha'ara that we made, you know, right before Yontif, you know, again, if the Ksos were right, that this was a takana, this would be, number one, a good place to say it, obviously. Even if you didn't want to say it, since the foundation, at least the Ksos's version of the takana, is all based on, you know, the shelf life of Isdar Rinish Bishtare, you know, so then that should be up front in Halakha. Instead, as we'll see, Mandakar Shemei, Isdar Rinish Bishtare is in Halakha Dal. The Rambam has already established the details of this Halakha, and now he's going to get into the, you know, the role of Shtika way before he gets into the role of Isdar Rinish Bishtare. Okay. Question is, what is he saying about the Shtika? This is a little trickier. Yeah, there was a question?
Just in on that last Umachzikin Oso Lashimon?
Yeah.
In the Frangle they have Umachzirin Oso Lashimon.
Umachzirin?
But they quote in the Al-Kushnir Oso
Umachzikin. I'm going with the Lectio Difficilior here. I like the Umachzikin. Okay, but I didn't know that. But thank you. You know, yeah. Bamedvar Mamurim. I just think it fits in so well with the use of the word, you know, each time. But obviously, you could read it the other way, fine. B'medvar mamurim.
B'medvar mamurim, sh'matzirith and ruvim lahavi raya, oiz galik, v'shilom isham ishvaz manurim. Aval im hevi iyim sh'achal piros, karka sholi shalim.
This is if he doesn't have gimel shan. Correct? The machzik.
Yeah.
If he has Gimel Shanim, Ritufos, go. Okay, just one second. So, again, this is where you get the Gimel Shanim part. He hasn't mentioned the amount of time yet, right? Again, nothing to do with the Zoharish Bishtari at this point. Now, in Pirshim Mishnayis, he does mention Gimel Shanim, you know, as Mizdayer, and he mentions that in Halakha Dalet. Right? But in the Ikar Takana, well, I'm sorry, in the Ikar, you know, formulation of the Halakha, right, he only mentions that in Halakha, here in Halakha Beis, and it sounds initially, at least, like a Shior in Machzik Vaked and Mechazki Bo'inchi, although that might be connected also to the reaction that it should or potentially, you know, should trigger. But if you ask me, if you were trying to say, and again, this is an opinion, if you were trying to say riot studies here, then he wouldn't say v'hu sheyia efshar lebailam arishonim sheyedu bazeh shehichzik v'lo michuba. That sounds like a t'nai, and it like sounds like a shior in two things. In the type of, this is something we spoke about, you know, previously when we were talking about, you know, Rabba Kamaisa, you know, and Rabba Basraisa, and I mentioned the Rama and so on. Like, do you do something which is provocative, you know, to the owner that would trigger his dissent? That is a shior in, you know, in the type of muxakus or in the quality of the muxakus itself, right? So if you ask me, the Rambam is actually being magdir, you know, what kind of chazaka or behavior in the karka you need, and then he's adding either as an additional condition or as a condition within that quality, but not as the mechayev of, you know, it's not the Marakama, you know, proved himself a liar. And not even as the Ksos says, which we'll get to in a second, the Marakama, you know, shot himself in the foot. It's, these are factors that go into the assessment of the strength of or the relative superiority, right, within the competition between the machzik and the marakam. Okay, these are factors in that. V'hu sheyia efshar, right, lebalam harishonim sheyedu bazeh shehichzik v'lo michuba. That's also very interesting. What do you mean efshar? Now here we're going to see some contradictory indications in the Rambam, which I'm not sure how to solve, except that the fact that they are contradictory already to me indicates that he's not taking either one of two extremes, you know, on this question. Meaning, if the shtikas marakama is, you know, the raya, if that's the source of the nemanus, then, you know, efshar lebalam harishonim sheyedu bazeh shehichzik v'lo michu is not enough. Number one, he should have made this more central instead of being a condition. I'm not saying it's a peripheral condition. I don't think it is, but it's definitely not the Hagdara. And number two is, what do you mean? It should be badai yodu lebalam harishonim. Now again, I don't want to make too much of that because there's always the low plug question, you know, of, you know, law. Like, you know, really, 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 you need Yadua, but, you know, we consider this to be a Yadua, and even if there are, you know, remote exceptions, you know, we just discount them, you know, for the sake of the law. You know? But I don't think that's what the Rambam is saying. I think he's saying that the Efshar Lebalam Rishon Sheyedu Sheyichzik V'lo Michu is, number one, part of the competition between them, and number one, part of the provocative, you know, quality nature of the of the Moxic book and the Mechaski Ba'inshi of the Moxic. And number two, also, you know, an additional contributing factor, let's say, in the competition, you know, between them. Like, you know, he could have fought back, or he had a reasonable chance to fight back. But if, again, the Yesod was that there's no, let's say, or to say, take the position, there's no basis whatsoever for a chazaka on karka, and everything is due to shtika smarakama, then this is not a, you know, not the centrality of it and not the nisuak of it, a good way, you know, to say this. Okay? And once again comes mamidimosa biyad Ruben, which again, in light of, you know, viyamod bimakomo of halacha aleph, and mamidimosa biyado of halacha dalid, again, that's the same phrase, you could put it in quotations, or you can bolden it, or underline it, or italicize it, or, you know, some combination, you know, of all the above, if you want. Either way, I think that's true. It's just interesting that he's using these phrases in a very recurring, you know, consistent way. That doesn't mean that my reading of them is correct. Again, what I'm reading from Mabini Mosa Biyad Rubin is, oh, this pushes him over the edge as the machzik. Okay. The Shava Rubin Hesses, Shemakalo Shimon, O Shanosalo, Vit Pater. Now comes the part that the Ksos zeroed in on. Okay, Abi, go ahead. Mipnei. Now again, so if you had this alone, right, I would have said, oh, shtikas amarakam. But you don't. You know, this is just part of the explanation. In the beginning of this explanation, as we're seeing, it's im emes atatoi. That's not the part that the Ksos zeroes in on, you know, either. Right? It's the next part, as we'll see. V'lo machisabo. Go ahead.
So tan v'amar ibnei shelo higi elai hadavar sherei hayisi b'medina rechoka. So omrin iyash shelo higi el yadcha hadavar b'shoshanim.
But let's say it was true. This is where you get a little bit tricky in the Rambam. Let's say it were true what he says. So again, if it were a pure Isdarinish Bishtare play, right, we wouldn't care about that either. Okay, what we would care about, right, is the fact that the machzik has every reason to believe that the marakama has heard about it and is silent. Correct? Meaning, if the ksos were right and everything was about you know, is darinish vishdare, so then the phrase, all you need to say is chaver chaver islay. This is a serious, you know, chazaka, or a serious shtika, right? But the Rambam goes further by saying that e'efshar shelo yagi aliyadcha. E'efshar means, right, it's impossible. Well, again, if it ends up being a lo plug e'efshar, that's fine with me too, but what I'm trying to say is it's not just a shiur. So that's what I mean about there being a little bit of contradictory, you know, indications in the Rambam, but that's, I think, fine, because for the Rambam, there's this fluidity back and forth, you know, about all the different factors, all just kind of vying to push the marakama. All the tainas back and forth are, you know, efforts to try to, you know, assess, like, who is the more muksak in the karka, you know, based on the aggregate of everything. The marakama or the machzik? Okay. But either way, I think there are some interesting questions in this round. But okay. Efshar, I think, is a very strong word. Shalayagia hadabar begimel shanim. The kivin shihigia lecha, that's part of the same thing, meaning, you know, it's vat, you certainly heard about it, right? So then, hoya lecha limchos. And therefore your silence, again, maybe it's not enough and it isn't the basis of your losing, you know, not as a kind of knas and not as a raya tzadis, but it's certainly a raya, you know, that supports, you know, his mamid oso bekarko. It strengthens his chazak, your silence. Okay. Mitodiyo sashaploni gazalosi. I'm sorry. Yeah, am I, we have to wrap here?
Yeah.
Is the Ksos's big ha'ar. What do you mean, Atay Ifsadat al-Atzmacha? It's a knas? Like, what is this? You know, it's not Ifsadat al-Atzmacha, it's Hochachta, like he says before. And he says it before. The Ksos ignores what he says. In Emes Atatoin, right? Lama. Right? So what does that do with Ifsadat? But in a way, if you take the view that there's this, you know, kind of competitive, you know, barely, you know, minuscule, you know, advantage, like the margins in this struggle, like, are very, very narrow, right? So, you know, the MS part of it is part of it, and Hifsadat al-Atzmacha is part of it too. It's not a knas. It's like, you know, there's a weakness in your muchzakus, you know, because, you know, you didn't follow through to maintain, you know, the we'll call it the, you know, the maximal, you know, push or maximal rights that you had here. Like you let up and therefore he usurped, you know, your mchzakos. That, I think, does make sense. Lefikach, okay, that's this part. The Maitza Mochama, okay, so that, I mean, the Ksos will say that's because he has to have his ability to protect himself. I would say because then, you know, the level of raya, or whether it's on the MS part or on the Ata Hifsadata part, you know, is neutralized, and this chazaka doesn't, you know, either this chazaka doesn't, you know, get strengthened, you know, by his silence, or at least his marakama ship doesn't get weakened, you know, by either of them. Okay, halacha gimel, go ahead. That's also very interesting, halacha gimel. Hevi Ruvain.
Hevi Ruvain idim shahaya shimon ba b'chol shana v'omim b'macham zeh shloshim yom ha'pachos. Omim l'shimon b'nei
na... We'll get to this in terms of the Shakum Tar of the Gemara. Yeah.
So omim l'shimon b'nei na lo machisa kishavasa avadita zechus...
Yeah, so here, just to note that... right. Here again, we're talking about, you know, losing, not, you know, not Raya Tzadis, but Avadata Eschuscha, which again, for the Ksos is fine. For me, it's also fine. Okay, this has a different meaning. Right. I mean, you lost. The only way you can continue to crowd me out of Chazaka, right, is for you to maintain the pressure on your Marakama ship. Right, and you're not doing that. Okay. Tan Shimon v'Amar.
V'Amar Tavra Yisi v'Shok. V'lo Yidati Shazeh v'Sof Hatziri. Harei Zotana. Shikol Shoshim Yom.
Yeah, let's see some terms of the Gemara. Okay.
Im Amad Yosem Yishloshim Yom v'lo Micha. Avad Eses Ochuzo.
Okay. So again, I just wanted to point out in Halakha Gimel that you have this phrase of Avad Zechuso. What about Halakha Dalid? So this, of course, is where the Rambam finally introduces, right, his Dorinish Bishtarin. But as you see, we've already talked quite a bit about the Gimel Shanim. We've already established, you know, Mecha Shalom Befanav, Chazaka Shalom Befanav, right? We're already in the nitty-gritty, you know, of what, you know, of Torud and what triggers, you know, a response. So this is more like, ah, but there's also another factor that could be undermining, you know, the mukzakos. That's, we're trying to explain how, you know, the physical mukzakos, maksev mokin and mechazke bo'inshi, you know, can override eventually, or if there's not a full throttle pressure on the marakama side, you know, how it can be vulnerable and give way to this side. But isn't there also something, you know, that weakens that maksev mokin and mechazke bo'inshi, right, on a reyasa level? And even if it isn't going to be the whole story, certainly not in the Xos sense, you know, even in terms of like the Ramban sense, you know, but isn't that also going to be a factor in the Shaklavatarya contest between them? That's how I read the Ramban. That's how I'm reading the Ramban. Mipneima einomrim leruvein in emes adavar. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. And what about halacha hey? Good. So that's one second. One more time. What's how does it start? Halacha hey?
Right. So
oh, meaning Reuven should say that, you know, since this is the continuation of his dar, that, you know, the there's no isdar in his bishtari because I didn't hear the macha. Correct. So again. Let's be careful how this is going to be formulated. So it's very interesting, even before we just get to the next line, which is also important, it is what? That the Rambam does the same thing on the flip side, meaning in both cases, whether it's the taina of the marakama, you know, that maybe he didn't hear of the chazaka, correct, or the taina of the machzik that he didn't hear of the macha, right, instead of the Rambam saying one of two things: either in the end of the day we don't care, right? What we care now, let's say the Rambam held that like it may sound like the beginning, like in Halakha Beis, that the yisod of Cheskas Gimel Shanim is Shtikas Hamarakam, correct? You could read that in Halakha Beis. I was trying to say no, it says it makes it more like a Tanai and so on and so forth. I was suggesting no. Well, let's say you wanted to say the first thing that the Rambam emphasizes is Shtikas Marakam, correct? So then what you could have said here was, who cares? Meaning, who cares in the end of the day whether or not the Machzik knows of the Mecha, right? The Yesod of Cheskas Gimel Shanim, the Ikara Yesod, is Shtikas Hamarakam. And there's no Shtikas Marakama, right? Now, you don't need to say one more time the language of the Rambam, Biyadua, right? Or what is it? What you were reading. Now, why does the Rambam need to say that it's 100%? Why can't he just say that he, you know, as it's a credible mecha? Again, if I'm mocha in a way that can't get back to you, then there's another problem, and that is, you know, that doesn't prove any. I mean, I can. That's called posturing, right? Like, you know, I'm calling a press conference and I'm complaining, knowing it's not going to get back to you. Or I'm not calling a press conference, but I'm complaining so it won't get back to you. Or you have all those cases that we already touched on a little bit with the Xos and the Shock. You know, when, like, you tell the people not to tell. right? What if they say there was a mecha when there really wasn't one? You know, things like that, right? But that's not what we're talking about. Hare shemicha shimon b'medina rechoka. Ripnimah lo yitan ruvan v'yomer lo shamati. Kedei shazar b'shtari. Ripnei shomen l'chaver chaver yesh v'chaver chaver yesh lah. V'chazaka shehigia eilecha hadavar. The kivan, now that part is fine. Chazaka shehigia. But even that you don't really need to say. You don't really need to say chazaka shehigia. If the yesod is shtikas marakama, all you really need to say is that he had every reason, chazaka, that it will when I make the mecha, or that it might, right? Okay, but even if you want to say that, the next words, you certainly don't need to say, b'kivan sheyadata shemicha. Whoa. The guy said, loyadati shemicha. We're saying, no, this Rambam saying, this chazaka is so strong, sheyadata shemicha. Right? Isn't that exactly what he said in the opposite direction also about the chazaka before? Here, one second. Doesn't he also say yadata? Wait a second. Yesha shelo yagia mekivin sheigia hayagal chalimchos. Okay, he doesn't say those words, but it's just as good. Efsher shaloya. There he says efsher shaloya gia. Correct? In halacha base, talking about the machzik can't say lo shamati efsher. Right here we're saying chazaka. It's even stronger here actually. The kivan sheyadata shemicha. Right? Betoch gimel shanim im be'masay lachashtar v'lo nisharta. Ata hifsadat al atzmecha. So first of all, the ata hifsadat al atzmecha is again the Rambam. It's like the fourth time he's talked about, you know, you're your own worst enemy. Correct? But here it's in the other direction. Previously it was, you know, again, for the ksos, really, it makes much, I wouldn't say it's a pircha on the ksos, but it doesn't work well with the ksos. I mean, the ksos's idea is the marakama, you know, is in a position, you know, doraisa, he has the winning hand. Right. We made this takana because of the exposed, vulnerable maksik. Correct? But of course, as I said before, A, you don't want to do harm in a takana, and B, you certainly don't want to do harm to the person who doraisa, you know, has the stronger claim. So therefore, you know, there has to be a mechanism, an accessible mechanism for the mocha, right? And of course, if he doesn't want to employ it, you know, then it's his own problem that he has himself to blame. But you know, that's not exactly what's going on. You know, with the it's not so obvious that that's the case in the Maksik. According to what I'm suggesting, basically, ata hipsadata and the combination of, oh, are you telling the truth? B, even if you are, even if we're not sure that you're not telling the truth, but either way, by not maximizing your own, position, by not emphasizing or accentuating the strength of your own position, right, you lose ground in this like very narrow margin, you know, contest. So you know, atov sadat alatzmecha is very good language. You know, why should we be second guessing? It doesn't even matter whether he's telling the truth, because none of this is really about the truth in terms of winning. It's really about, you know, who credibly is the muchzak. Once it's that, it's motzi mechaver alo arayin. Okay, so that's what I think is. It's very interesting. Now, again, there still is a little bit of a. Like, can you, again, if you were choosing and saying, "Oh, this is all about," you know, is darinish b'shtari, like let's say, you know, let's say the Ritva, or maybe the Ramban on a certain level. Right? So it's all about his Donor's Pishtari. So then we would really care in the end of the day, you know, it would seem that we should really care only, you know, about whether the Machzik, Sof, you know, hears of the Macha. That should be the key thing. If it were purely only about the Riot Studies of Shtikas, you know, Marakama, and at the end of the day, we should only really, really care, you know, about whether or not there was a credible, you know, Macha or not. But the Rambam is saying about, wants to make it clear that on both sides, that it's Vadai. Vadai, the Marakama knows of the Chazaka. Vadai, the Machzik knows of the Mecha. Anything less than either of those two is unacceptable, right? He may just think these Chazakas are very strong, but you know, maybe it isn't. Maybe that's what's motivating him. It's hard to say. Or maybe they have to be strong, because otherwise, you know, this castle of, you know, the small margin difference in the struggle for Muxakos, you know, doesn't work so well. But either way, there's also Atoyf Sanat Alatzmacha on both sides, in addition to, you know, the credibility question. These are like interchangeable for the Rambam. Because at the end of the day, it's not, you're not winning because we believe you. You're winning because you're the Muxak. What makes you the Muxak is that your position is stronger. That has something to do with belief and something to do with, you know, pushing your rights. Okay. Yeah. Of course, then comes the next thing, which is based on the Gemaras. Lefikach Micha Shimon b'fnei Einav Yomar Al Totziu Davar Zeh Mipichem Ein Zeh Mecha. But those are like the more obvious cases, where again, it's not just that, like if you knew, oh, he's really being Mochad, just that the other guy isn't hearing, you know, that would be one, that would be important test cases. The problem is that's all mixed up with, well, you know, it's a, you know, it's a flimsy or a pseudo or just a, you know, trick, you know, macha. Like, what is that? It doesn't reflect anything. It's not even a lack of, doesn't neutralize even the reyes of, you know, shtika. Okay. Good. So that's it. Aleph. Kivin Shiyada. Good. All right. Yeah. So that's why I think that the Rambam, and I think there are other indications that we'll get along the way, that, you know, as a, just trying to show that the Rambam has a little more of a complex treatment. He's not Rabba Kamaisa. He's not pure Rabba Basraisa. For him, again, everything seems to revolve around whether or not the physical presence is enough to engender a chazaka, right, to you know, to flip the motzi mechaver levaraya from, you know, the bailim hamuchzakim, you know, default barakama, and that I think becomes like that becomes very, very important. Again, the Rambam here also uses the expression. One second. Yeah. Okay. I thought they had it again. Okay. Good. So that is what I wanted to say for the Rambam. Yeah, we will get back to other points of the Rambam, of course, later on. Now this, I think, is also consistent with, just, you know, as we finish this up, with the fact that the Rambam overlaps, you know, Cheskas Gimel Shanim with Kinyan Chazaka, as I already mentioned. He sees that, you know, I think that elevates the Rambam's view of Chazaka, meaning I think there are two aspects, you know, of the Rambam's apparent equation between Cheskes Kibbul Shanim and Kinyan Chazakah, I think it, number one, characterizes Kinyan Chazakah in a certain way, as Horas Bailas, but I think it also formalizes Cheskes Kibbul Shanim as being like a Maisa Chazakah. In other words, the Gimel Shanim contributes to the Kinyan, the Horas Bailas aspect. The Kinyan contributes to the Gimel Shanim, the fact that there is a kind of a Maisa Chazaka here, not just a Hechet Timtzi. Like, if, according to certain perspectives, you could say, oh, this is all just a Hechet Timtzi for the Riot Studies of Shtikas, you know, Hamarakama. Or this is the Hechet Timtzi, you know, for, you know, playing out the clock, you know, in terms of, you know, his doyer inish pishtare, or, you know, or for takana based on that, etc. Whereas for the Rambam, very much again, like the hoche usha hava mina of the Chachmei Svarad, this is all about, you know, building, maybe not in time, but based on these factors and these, you know, marginal advantages in terms of you know, being a real muchsak, being yamod, you know, bimakomo, you know, taking over muchsakos. But in the end of the day, it's like a maisa chazaka, just like there's an objective, you know, maisa chazaka and kinyan chazaka. Okay. Having said that, I still think that it's still possible that there are some differences between Kinyan Chazaka and the Chazaka of Cheskes Kibbul Shanim. So I wanted to spend a couple of more minutes on Nir. Yeah. Okay. What do I mean by Nir? What's the story with Nir? Story with Nir? Oh. Did you have a question before, Tovia?
Maybe answered.
What?
Maybe answered.
Oh, good. Good to see it. Sometimes happens. what's the story with Nir? I had a time of name Nir. Shir was Nir. But I don't think it was in the Shir when we lived in Cheskes Bata. It was a long, long time ago. What's the tale of Nir? Anybody say anything about Nir in their travels? Stephen?
Yeah, if you're machzik on a karka for 3 years, but you're just plowing it the whole time, then you don't have chazaka. That is machlokas.
So which is it?
It's machlokas.
Okay. So what's the issue? What's the problem? And how's this related to what I'm talking about now, or is it?
Because the Gemara says that the Marakama, the Marakama sees the machzik plowing, and it's not good machzik inshi. He says that
when it comes to Cheskes Kibbul Shanim, it's pretty clear that Nir does not create a Chazaka. Okay. But the status of Nir in Chazaka is a little bit tricky. Okay, and it's in the Marmakomas that I gave you, the Rambams and so on. We have this. There seems to be a steer in the Rambam when it comes to what? Josh? Saw it? Didn't see it? So maybe I'll just stop while I'm ahead. Anybody saw it, the Nir problem? It's an old near problem. It's not a near problem. It's a distant near problem, right? From the Rambams, which Rambams? I mean, it's on the Marmkomos, but I guess I soon already finished Marmkomos, right? Itzy, it seems like you want to volunteer. No. Anybody? From the Rambam in Perek Aleph, let me just talk about the problem for a minute. But it is on the Marmakomos, you'll see it. You know that? Is it on the Marmakomos? Yeah. Perek Aleph, Hilchos Mechira, Halacha, Tes, Zayin. And Perek Beis, Hilchos Chia, Halacha, what is it, Gimel, Dalet? And then I'll say Kalim get very involved. So let's just talk about the problem. First, we'll pick up with this, I guess, tomorrow. And then we'll try to finish up the other stuff on the original Marmakomos list. I especially, again, want to talk about virtual shtar and those things. So the Gemara, it's a little bit the Gemara. The Gemara later on has a discussion about Nir in Katzkes Hilmsharim. Where's that Gemara? That Lamed Tess or something? Let's look at that Gemara. What?
It's Lamed Vav.
Oh, Lamed Vav, sorry. Yeah, right. Lamed Vav. And then, of course, the other Gemara is the Gemara on Nun Zayin. Why do I say Gemara Nun Zayin? Because this is the base. This is the question how to read this Gemara. Is crucial, just like the Tzana de Pera Gemara on Lamed Hay is crucial to that whole discussion of the Rambam and the Ravid. Right? That's the one I told them the Rambam codifies twice. So too, this Sugya, you have this Mishnah here on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Eilu Dvarim Sheyesh Lahem Chazaka. Right? Eilu Dvarim Sheyesh Lahem Chazaka. Hayamamid Behema. Right? Bechatzer. Tanu Rechaim Bekirayim. Right? So on. So you have the Gemara here. We'll pick up with this, I guess, tomorrow. We'll start with this. Maishna Resha, Maishna Seifa. Right? Amar Ula, Kosh Ilu Benichse Ager, Kana, Benichse Chaveiro, Kana. Kosh Ilu Benichse Ager, Lo Kana, Benichse Chaveiro. Where's the Benichse Chaveiro here? Ah. Right? So that's a big, big machlokes. So the Rajbam says that Nichse Chaveiro means what? Remember that? Cheskes Gimelshonim and Cheskes Kenya. But is that the pshat for the Rambam? Probably not, because that's the whole point. Is what that the we're trying to explain. That's the next line, right? Maskev Rav Sheshes Uklalahu Hari Nir Diminichse Ger Kana Diminichse Chaver Lo Kana Hari Achilas Peros Diminichse Chaver U Kana Diminichse Ger Lo Kana. Right. So the answer is Hacha. Bechatzar should finaskinan the bamada kidi lo kapti and mechitza kapti. Right? So this is a very important Gemara for that whole. So the Rajbam thinks that this Gemara is distinguishing between, even though it's very interesting, like Eilu Dvarim Sheshlam Chazaka. You know, so the distinction between Nichse Hager and Nichse Chavero. If I wanted to distinguish between Cheskas Gimel, Chazaka and Cheskas Gimel Shanim and Chazaka and Kenyan. So I would say to you, yeah. It's the old difference between Nichse Chabero and Nichse Ager. You'd run me out of town, right? Like, what is that? Nichse Chabero means Cheskas Gimel Shanim, Nichse Ager means Kenyan? The answer is according to Rajbam, yes. None of us are going to run the Rajbam out of town. You're going to hold parties for the Rajbam. So you have to reconstruct. I mean, that's an amazing. It's the Gemara says what it says, and the Rajbam says, you know, that's the pshat. How does the Rambam read the Gemara? So, the Pashtus, this is one of the Makoros of the Rambam, or maybe the Makor of the Rambam, together with the Tzana de Peri, right? Namely, that the difference is, Yonatan, between? Between Kinyan Chazaka Behefker and Kinyan Chazaka Bin Dasacheris Machne. Right? And that's what we're talking about. Eilu Dvarim Sheisha and Chazaka. Eilu Dvarim Sheisha, we're talking about Kinyanim. Correct? So that's a fascinating argument. But according to the Rajbam, you have to be thinking about this like, wow. Even according to the Rajbam, in a way, the overlap is something to think about, just because from a linguistic point. And what is the significance, again, now we know it's so, that the word Nechse Ager in this context means Kinyan, as opposed to Cheskes Gimel Shanim. Like, why would you choose Nechse Ager to signify Kinyan Chazaka, right, when you want to contrast it to Cheskes Gimel Shanim, of all things? We'll talk about that tomorrow. It's already, the answer is implicit in what we've discussed already, which is that Rambam and Raivin and so on. But according to the Rambam, when you continue with the Gemara, there are two examples the Gemara gives, right? One is Nir Benichse Ager, Kana Benichse Chaver Lo Kana. The other is Peros. Achilas Peros is the one that we've been discussing till now. We discussed it last year, for those of you here, when we tossed Masiris and Latechos, and Balira and those kind of that. And I'm sorry, Bedika. But the Rashban will tell you that that's the discussion in Nir too. So Nir doesn't work in Chaskas Kibbul Shel. The word Chavero means Chaskas Kibbul Shel. It doesn't work, and it works in Kinyanim. But according to the Rambam, if that's not the pshat, what should be the consequence? Tani Misvara. If the Rambam's reading the Gemara the way it seems like he's reading the Gemara, which is a Nichse Chaveiro, by the way, it's a better read than the Gemara so far. On the Achilas Peiros side, it's a bigger Chiddush that even within Kinyanim, you're Mechalek between Kinyan Hefker and Kinyan Dasa Cheres Makna when it comes to Peiros. It's a bigger Chiddush, correct? But the language is much better, correct? Yes? I don't want to force you into anything you don't want to say. Okay. But I think it is, right? Yeah. However, wouldn't that seem to also carry with it consequences for Nir? So if we plug it in, it goes in the other direction. We should be saying what? That Nir doesn't work for Das Acheres Makna. Right? And it, even though it does work for Kinyan Hefker. Okay, first of all, it's going to be hard. You have to explain that. Okay. It's not the end of the world. If you remember that Rambam, and it actually sounds that way in the Rambam. In Hilchos Chiyuv Matana. You have it? You have it done? Because remember, the Rambam does two things in Chiyuv Matana. One thing he does is he contrasts with in one direction for Achilas Peiros. He says, even though in Ilchus Mechira, Achilas Peiros is a Kenyan Chazaka, not true in Nitzay again. Correct? But then, we talked about this, both earlier in the year, not so long ago, and twice actually this year, and last year. We talked about this part of it too. Meaning, we also have Chilukim that go in the opposite direction, and although that makes things complicated, it's also very understandable. Because if I were to ask anybody, default, if there's going to be differences in standards between Kinyan for Nichse Ager and Kinyan for Das Acheres Makna, how is that go? In what direction is that going to be? So all things being equal, most people would say, it's easier to acquire Hefker than it is to acquire Das Acheres Makna, because all you need to do is acquire it. You don't need to exclude a previous ownership. Here you have to be motzi mershus harishon and machnis mershus hashem. Okay, so we've explained, yeah. But on the other hand, especially if we're dealing with something demonstrative, then the presence of das acheres machna is already, an important factor. Like there's no resistance. If there's no resistance, maybe there's no hagdara of chazak, if chazaka means that. That's a little bit what we've been discussing about, triggering a mecha, right? As being a shiur in chazaka and so on. But that's what we've been doing. Okay, so we know it goes into, it can be in both directions, does it have to be one or the other? As the Rambam says, it goes in both directions. Achilas Peiros, we're more expansive in Hilchos Mechira than in Hilchos Chiya. And then there are a bunch of other things where we're more expansive in Hilchos Chiya than in Hilchos Mechira. What's one of those things, Jonathan? So,
there's one that character day is halacha
Dalid. Yeah, what does he say?
He says, Hatzar Tzur, the Nefse Hager Kana, the Mitzim, Tzuos, the Nefse Hager Kana. Haneris, the Nefse Hager Kana, the Pato, Tzimoros Hagefin, Oshrihe, Lonos, the Kapos Tamar, the Nefse Hager, Im Daiso, Lavo, Ta, Yuan, Kana, Im Daiso, Lahafel, Aitim.
And this whole Rambam is introduced, so Nir works in Nichse Ager. What does Halacha Gimel tell you?
So Halacha Gimel
introduces it, right?
It says, Yish Bar Rab, Shayim Hesig, Bahen Halukayat, Lokana Adai, Im Hesig, Lepan, Mehan, Nichse Ager, Ove Nichse Hefker.
Meaning, these are examples where we're more expansive, right, in Hefker than we are in Das Acheres Makna. So what does it sound like? If you just read the Rambam here and didn't have any other Rambam, and I said to you, does Nir work in Chazaka Das Acheres Makna? What would you say? Pashtus, no. Just like Tzar Tzura and Matziah Matzos. And look at the Magen Mishnah on Matziah Matzos, also very interesting. Quotes from Rebbe Gash. Right? The problem is, and then that would be fine. You'd say, oh, where do you get that from? The answer is because that's how he read the Gemara on Nun Zion Amud Aleph. Chavero means Das Acheres Makne. Not a bad perush at all. Not even a little bedochak, just, you know, a really good, actually, parshanut of the Gemara, right? As opposed to Nitzei Ager. This is the Gemara. The Rashbam doesn't read it that way. Okay. Fine. But if you look at the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Mechira Halacha Tazayin, it didn't escape the attention of the Nosei Kelim. Okay, what does he say? You have to emphasize. A mocher tzad l'chaveiro. O Nero. Right? Wow. So he says Nir works in Das Acheres Makne. That's tricky. Right? Given the way he read the Rambam, the way he read the Gemara, I mean, it remains tricky, by the way. So the Nosei Kelim, we'll talk about it tomorrow, I guess. Look at the Nosei Kelim on, look at the Lechem Mishnah, let's say. Look at the Lechem Mishnah in Hilchos Mechira. And look at the Kesef Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah on Hilchos Chiyah. So not Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam, but Rabbi Yehoshua, the grandson. Rabbi Yehoshua Nagid, the grandson of the Rambam. Tried to say a pshat here, that the Kesef Mishnah quotes. Very interesting. Okay, so we'll talk about that a little bit, because that's important. And then let's talk about the other Marmakomos and then we'll try to, give some Marmakomos going forward, but slow a few things to finish up. All right? So that's for tomorrow. Tomorrow is regular schedule, right? How does it work? Is the Thursday Thursday?
Yeah.
It is Thursday. Okay. All right. So, yeah. Okay. We'll stop here.